The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob in here with Randy Joppy.
Good morning, everybody.
And Emily Westfall running the board, handling the calls, and she's monitoring Facebook. So we have two tickets for the Ultimate Sporting Show. If you have a grilling recipe that you're going to be cooking up for the big game weekend right now, the basketball fever that's going on, hit us on Facebook, give us what you're grilling, and you're going to get, if you have the best recipe, the best grilling recipe, you're going to get two tickets to the Ultimate Sporting Show, and that's going on right now at DeVos Hall. It's very cool.
Yeah, we had Duran Martinez in earlier in the show, and Duran's actually one of our sister stations, got his own AM Outdoors show. Mm-hmm. He's over there actually at the show, gave us some great information on it. Check it out, because it's a cool place to be. There's a lot of taxidermy, a lot of stuff going on over there. So if you'll get on our Facebook, give us your favorite March basketball recipe, That'd be great. Also on our Facebook page, we'd like you to give us the name of our pig. If you remember, we've got a little porky that we're growing up. We're actually feeding it some spent grain from one of our sponsors, Schmoes. In the brewing process, they produce a grain that is a byproduct, and we're trucking some of that out to the little guy every now and then, giving him a little taste. So we're going to try to marinate him from the inside out.
That's right. Schmoes is one of our new sponsors. We'd also like to talk about another one of our sponsors, which is Frankenmuth. We're bringing in microbrewers right now for sponsors, because these guys are on the show so much that they really want, they love the involvement, and you know, beer and grilling just go together. It's go figure. Schmoes also makes root beer and cherry soda. So
yeah, he had some of that the last time he was in. It's really good. It was really good root beer, authentic stuff that they actually brew right there in the brewery. So it's really good stuff. But again, check us out on Facebook. Send us the name of the your recommendation rather for the pig, and if we choose your name, we got this week and next that we're going to go, and then we're going to choose the name. And if you're the winner, we're going to bring a barbecue to your backyard for you and 20 of your closest friends. We're going to come in and do a little barbecue for the name the winner of the name contest. Just run through a couple of them that you got to compete with. I got one out here called Pork Anne Beans, A-N-N-E. By the way, it's a female pig. Little political bend on this one. We had somebody recommend Pelosi. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how good that is. Tammy Swinette, Gigi McSwine, Hama Montana.
I like that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. Hamela Anderson. You know, these are all plays on words. But yeah, look us up on Facebook, the Grilling Guys, and send us your recommendation, and we'll see. We'll give you away a couple tickets if you also have a recipe there. So,
the reason to name the pig, if I can say it, mm-hmm. is because when we pick that winner, Randy and I and Michael Gray from Bakita and Gray, who's on here with us a bunch, we're going to come to your backyard on a Saturday afternoon, and we're going to roll up with our big grill, our Grillin' Guys land yacht, and we're going to have food from every sponsor and a few chunks of that pig on the smoker. And we're going to throw down.
That's right.
We're going to hoe down.
And you're all going to benefit from our sponsors, because we've got microbrews. We're lucky enough to have several microbrews as sponsors, and we're going to bring their product with us. So ought to be a throwdown, as Bob said. Speaking of throwdowns, this is basketball season, and one of the things I like to do is eat. And I like to eat grilled food. And one of the other things that I like to do is eat a little bit spicy food, because then I get to wash it down with your favorite beverage, some of those microbrews that we've been talking about. And I know that one of the ingredients that's near and dear to Bob's heart is the jalapeno pepper. Bob likes his food. He likes to sweat when he eats. And I've got a couple recipes here that involve jalapenos that are quick on your deck, grill, and put together. It's easy to do. The first one is a stuffed jalapeno. And I've got a little tool here. When, you know, I'm a gadget guy. I enjoy gadgets. And it's a little knife that you can get at Meijer. You can get it at any place, that, you know, Bed Bath or Beyond or whatever. And it's specifically a jalapeno coring knife. And what I mean by coring is, in order to cook with a jalapeno, you really want to get the seeds out of the inside, because those are they're a little chewy when you cook them, but secondly, they're where all the heat is. And this blade, Bob's got it in your hand. What's it look like, Bob?
Well, it looks like one of the things I had hooked onto my drill press recently, and it grabbed it and just spun it around and almost took my finger off. But, yeah, it's a serrated blade with a twist on the end that just could make, you know, I'm thinking doctors could use this for certain procedures or something. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but the concept is that you stick the knife down in there, give it a quarter twist, and it takes the seeds and the core out of the pepper without cutting the pepper itself other than taking the top off it. If you envision a pepper that's 3 inches long, you just want to cut a horizontally across the top of the pepper and then stick this knife down in there to get the seeds and the core out.
There's a tool like this for skinning deer that's used on the tail end of a deer.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of deal.
So once you get your peppers clean, what we've got is just a little stuffing. Now, peppers, the longer you cook them, here's the tip. The longer you cook them, the more mild they get. Okay, now I don't like them soft and chewy. I like them to still snap a little bit. And when they snap, that means there's still a little bit of the heat left in there. But some people don't like real hot food. So picture, if you will, setting these jalapenos, taking the core machine or the coring tool, get that out of there, fill them with cream cheese, okay? And then, or you could fill them, there's a Boursin cheese out there, which is a little more garlicky if you like that. But any soft cheese, let it come to room temperature so you can spoon it in there. And then what I've done is I've taken five of them and stuck a skewer, a little bamboo skewer, through the top of them, because I want to set these on like a baking dish, if you will, like you bake a cake in, and I want to kind of straddle across so the peppers stay upright. Okay, so I've got these four or five peppers skewed. I set them on this because I'm going to use indirect heat. I'm not going to use direct heat. I want indirect heat because when I fill these peppers, I want them sitting upright or the cheese will melt out and pour out, and I want it left in there. Now, here's the cool part. I'm going to take I get some bacon out. Right, and I'm going to take maybe a strip of bacon and cut it into thirds and lay that piece of bacon over top of the pepper and kind of seal the cheese in. Mm-hmm. So if you can envision it, I've got the pepper sitting there full of cheese with bacon over the top. Put it on a pretty hot grill, because what I want to do
is... It has to be pretty?
Yeah, right. Mm. What I want to do is get the bacon crispy without getting the pepper so it's soft, right? So this is an indirect heat method, but you put four or five skewers across that cake pan. You got 20 jalapeno treats. This takes about 10 minutes to cook.
Do you throw a little moisture in that cake pan?
Yep, you can, because that way you don't dry them out, but you don't have to, because you want that bacon to cook and get crispy, and the oil will run, or the fat, if you will run off the bacon as it cooks, and that'll keep enough moisture down in the bottom.
So you could probably use like a baking stone as well.
Yeah, you could, except that you want the peppers up in the air. You don't want them laying on the side.
I mean underneath that cake pan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you don't have to, though, because the cake pan catches the grease.
Okay.
And we don't want flare-ups.
That'll smoke it.
Right. So jalapenos, man, they make great little snacks. That's a quick and easy little recipe. You know, I got one more that's a variation, as opposed to putting the bacon over the top. What I do is take that same jalapeno with the cream cheese in it, and go get some breakfast sausage. You can go to any butcher, or you can buy it. You can uncase a brat, whatever you want to do, but get some breakfast sausage, and we call them armadillo eggs. And you pack that sausage around that jalapeno pepper, and that we're going to put right on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that basically what we've got is that pepper inside sausage. Rotate it four or five times while it's cooking. You get the sausage cooked, and then you cut those on a cross-section basis, and they look like a little egg. Right? You got the sausage on the outside. Good flavor combination. Spicy pepper, cream cheese, and sausage. Now, these aren't on our healthy grill segment.
I've had your armadillo eggs before, and they're probably not real healthy, but they're pretty tasty.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the type of sausage would be the real key there.
Absolutely.
You want to use a good breakfast sausage like a Jimmy Dean, because I know we tried it with other sausages before, and that seasoning thing really has to go with jalapeno.
Yep, it does.
You
can season your own,
or
as you mentioned, you can buy seasoned sausages. Lots of butchers will make up a maple breakfast sausage or something. That little sweet with the hot kind of goes good as well. So there's a lot of options out there.
Yeah. So I would probably put that on my Tech Infrared, because Tech's one of our sponsors. We have one of their grills, and that thing is crazy good. If you're looking for a good grill this spring, get online, check out Tech, find your nearest dealer. There is a grill you can buy out there that will last you the rest of your life. And once you cook on 100% infrared, here's the key, 100% infrared.
Mm-hmm.
all kinds of these foreign knockoffs say they've got infrared. It's our old technology. It's rudimentary. It's about 35% infrared. It's not 100% because it's using so much convective heat. You got to try one of these, folks. If you ever want the grill of a lifetime, go to Tech, and trust me on this one. It's the way to go.
Yeah, now you were out at the HPBA show in Utah a couple weeks ago.
I cooked on a Tech for a week.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We had a line that was longer. There were, 200-300 vendors out there. The Tech outdoor exhibit had the people standing in line 20 deep. And other people didn't have anybody in line for them. And sure, they had smoke coming off their grills and whatever. We had them in line 20 deep. The buzz was quickly out there that this thing does things to chicken breasts that are unnatural. And I'm just saying, you can put a skinless, boneless chicken breast on this grill with nothing but... We had Lowry's salt and crushed red pepper, or fresh ground black pepper.
Right.
And we'd leave
easy little recipe.
4 minutes on a side. When you cut into that breast, Randy, the juice would just run out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever grilled a skinless, boneless chicken breast, you'll know that is a trick. Never happens.
That's right.
Tech, 100% infrared. Find it online. Find your nearest dealer. Go out and try one.
I got another quick little recipe for this halftime munchies that we're talking about today. This one's really easy. It involves skinless, boneless chicken breast. What it is again, I like skewered meat, the little bamboo skewers that you use, because they're easy to handle. You can pick it up, and you got 3 or 4 bites.
Mm-hmm.
Just take and put some skinless, boneless chicken breast, strip it up, right, maybe an inch wide, run it on a skewer, and then what I do is squeeze a little lime over the top of it and grilled lime chicken. And you know, when you got it in strips like that, 3-4 minutes, it's done. Just turn it a couple times.
Yeah.
But what really makes the great little twist on this is you can buy this stuff called peanut sauce, which is a Thai.
Oh, yeah.
T-H-A-I.
Love it.
Thai food. And you put that limed chicken and dip it in that Thai peanut sauce. Oh, my goodness.
You can even brush that on there to finish them off, and it caramelizes real nice.
Yeah, you don't want it too hot because it'll burn. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do that, you're exactly right. You can brush it on as a finishing sauce, or you can use it as a dip, either way. But that little recipe right there, really simple, really quick.
You can throw some grape tomatoes or some pineapple or onion on those skewers with it, and
absolutely,
add a little veggie to it to make just it presentation.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a big shrimp lover, right?
And shrimp.
Right. We're kind of an oxymoron, right? But blowing through a lot of these recipes here, and we'll have them on the website, thegrillingguys.com. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 107.3 WBBL. We're the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Barbecue Bob and I are here throwing down some recipes right now for your halftime between all the games you're watching at this March basketball tournament. We've had a few of them on. I got one more here for you. Everybody loves buffalo shrimp, right? And everybody thinks it's a hard thing to do. It's not. Buy yourself some uncooked shrimp, right? Again, I'm back.
I've never even heard of buffalo shrimp.
Right.
I think you're making this up.
Yeah, well, we'll call them West Michigan shrimp then. But easy to do, because so many times people overthink these things. Buffalo shrimp is easy. What we're doing is skewering raw shrimp. Again, I'm back on to these little bamboo skewers because they're
easy to handle. You're having trouble saying bamboo.
I am. I am having trouble with that. But skewer them up. Put a little, grill them up. They grill quick. Again, 2 or 3 minutes and your shrimp are going to be done. Put a little Frank's hot sauce on them and bam. You're ready to roll. There's other things you can do with them, but that's a quick and easy one.
Boy, that sounds really good.
Yeah, it is. It's
love
really
shrimp
good.
Also.
Yep. So we've been
When you use those skewers, don't forget, you want to soak those in water for a couple hours before you use them.
Very good tip,
because they will get black and
burn up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bamboo skewers will slow down a little bit, and I can say that better.
I think you're hungry. You're just excited.
Yeah, the bamboo skewers, I did it again, are better after they're soaked, because they don't catch on fire then, and you can continue to use them as kind of like the utensil when you're eating as well.
Mm-hmm. It makes a great toothpick.
That's right.
That's a little Lowell humor. Well, we've got some upcoming barbecue competitions we're going to talk about in the final segment. And I'll tell you, this barbecue season in the Great Lakes this year is going to heat up. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We'll be right back.